During his State of the Union address, President Bush appealed to Americans to demonstrate a renewed sense of volunteerism.
My call tonight is for every American to commit at least 2 years, 4,000 hours over the rest of your lifetime, to the service of your neighbors and your nation.
Commentator Paul Light says that while Americans applaud the president's suggestion that they volunteer, many are not quite ready to take action.
At least on the surface, Americans appear willing to take the president's advice to stand up to evil with acts of goodness and kindness. Almost half of Americans contributed to charity in the 2 weeks following the tragedies, and a quarter donated or tried to donate blood. Unfortunately, little of this civic enthusiasm has spilled over into volunteering. We spent more time last fall renting videos and ordering takeout food than volunteering. Although Americans are venturing out more these days, the level of volunteering has not grown substantially. Americans have the will to volunteer, but they do not have the time. We are spending more time in traffic and more time at work, leaving less time for volunteering. It's one thing to visit the Peace Corps website, as 17,000 visitors did the day after the President's State of the Union address. It's quite another to show up for 2 hours at a homeless shelter, let alone give 2 years to the Peace Corps. It is not clear that nonprofit agencies could handle a dramatic increase in the number of volunteers, even if they did show up. Nor is it clear that nonprofits have the capacity to match volunteers to agencies. Most nonprofits rely on volunteers to find them, not vice versa. And once volunteers do show up, they need training and supervision, which many nonprofits are not always prepared to give. Trust in nonprofits was clearly affected by the Red Cross and United Way controversies. Confidence in government and other civic institutions soared to record levels last year, while trust in charitable organizations such as the Red Cross remained unchanged between July and December, and trust in federated appeals such as the United Way tumbled. If the president wants a stampede of new volunteers to the nation's soup kitchens, schools, and community centers, he's going to have to do more than issue the call. He could easily offer tax incentives to employers and tax deductions to volunteers. He could also encourage communities to establish referral services to help volunteers find the right opportunity. He could even offer a little money to train nonprofit agencies on managing volunteers effectively. The resulting surge in volunteering may even increase confidence in charitable organizations such as the Red Cross. Volunteers are more likely to give money to charity and practice acts of goodness and kindness. They are also more likely to trust nonprofits.
The comments of Paul Light, Vice President and Director of Governmental Studies at the Brookings Institution.